Well, hey friends, it's Wendy, and welcome back to the Creative Shop Talk podcast. Today, a bit of a ruffled feathered conversation. I might get a little pushback from some of you, and I want you to be open to listening to what I have to say. You're here, you're learning. I know I always say you do you, and I never should on anybody, but today we're going to talk about a bit of a thorn in my side, probably right up there with the cell phone use and the podcast that we did on cell phone use, which got a lot of people yapping. So yapping in good and bad. We had some great conversations inside my retailer's inner circle about that and with my clients and on Instagram. So this is another one of those topics. We're going to talk about uniforms and whether we should or shouldn't wear a uniform and the benefits of wearing a uniform and how and why it is so important, in my opinion, that we all have some type of uniform that we're wearing and our employees are wearing to represent our brand. So let's jump in. Running a retail business doesn't have to be so hard. Welcome to the Creative Shop Talk podcast, the go-to podcast for creative shop owners, studio owners, and independent retailers. I'm your host, Wendy Batten, retail business coach and mentor. Each week, I'll share simple, proven business strategies, inspiring stories from fellow retailers, and advice from industry experts. Together, we're going to work to find the success you want from your retail business with more profits in your till and a little more joy in your life. Okay, the argument for wearing uniforms. I feel like I'm on like a debate class or something, and I wish I had somebody here to debate with me. I will tell you that we spend a lot of time working on our customer experience. We spend a lot of time merchandising. We spend a lot of time in product selection. We talk about this in the inner circle, my retailer's inner circle, my monthly coaching group. We have conversations. We have trainings around brand awareness. We have trainings around merchandising. We have trainings on how to make things feel in your shop, words to use when you greet customers. We are concerned and we care. And if you're listening to this podcast, I'm hoping that you are concerned and you care about your brand's perception, your brand, the way your brand is perceived by people, the way your staff treats people, the way you are presented in the world, in the wild, if you will, and that you actually care and you care about your customer's experience. That's all part of our customer's experience. And one way I really do believe that we spend so much time working on, again, the customer's experience and our team's experience. We train them, we coach them, we give them all the tools. And the one thing that's missing, I think the one little piece here that can bring a lot of that together is a uniform, which I'm going to explain why, but I do get a lot of pushback. The pushback is super real. I get a lot of clients that say it wouldn't work for my brand. I don't think it would look good, but let me tell you a story. I have a client who has this super cool, Madeline has this super cool, Madeline has been here on the podcast. We will link her episode here. She has a kawaii shop, which is really cool Japanese fun stuff. I had to learn what kawaii was. I'm going to be honest, show my age here. Madeline has an incredibly successful retail business called Colorful Cute, and they didn't have uniforms. And we were at our mastermind retreat, and we had conversations around uniform use and uniforms and how that brings people together. And she ended up getting like the cutest pink aprons. And you'll have to go, we'll try to share a picture here in the show notes. And also you'll have to go visit her shop, Colorful Cute. But it was so fun for her team, but also for her customers. So her team loved wearing them, and her customers loved seeing the unity and the professionalism, you know, even in a super fun shop. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a laid back casual shop or you're a luxury brand, wearing a uniform or some form of uniform. And I'm going to toss in this little on the side here, name tags are super important as well. A magnetic name tag, just do it. I don't even want to talk about that one with you because I think it's just a given. We all need name tags. Our customers need to know who they're speaking to, do they not? Anyhow, the uniform the uniform argument or the uniform facts I want to kind of bring to the surface is that when your staff are wearing a uniform, when your staff are wearing, they're going to be more united. It's a much more professional look for your customers coming in. It's going to transform their identity. I mean, your employee's identity. Do you know when you wear a suit or you're dressed up or, you know, you're dressed up smart and you feel good versus how you feel when you're kind of dressed casual in your pajamas or whatever? It is this magic uniform, right? It's this magic, you know, cape that we put on when we're dressed up to go out for the evening or do something fancy. We feel different. Your employees will feel different, I promise you, whether it's tangible or intangible, like whether, you know, you can't put a pin on it for sure, but I promise you they will feel more united, more part of your brand, part of your culture. And on a brand level, a uniform really is a key element of creating this brand experience for your customer. Think about the difference that you feel and how you act. Your employees will have more purpose. They really will feel more responsibility and dedication when they're wearing that uniform. It sounds like a lot, but it does. It sounds like it's this magical cape they're putting on, but it really does make a difference. The customer side of things, it really does help them in practical terms. It helps people identify who works in the shop, which can be a problem. And it also gives instant confidence and professional looking to your customer. So part of the people experience, I think the famous Mary Porter always calls it the people experience. The people are your employees and your customers, right? A uniform is an incredible way, and so many people are undercapitalizing the use of it. So we're missing out on a lot. A great customer experience and a great team experience is about multiple layers. It's that magic chemistry. It's that intangible thing in your shop. It's the physical appearance. It's the culture they feel. It's all of the branding that you're doing. If you're taking time to package beautifully, that's part of your branding experience, right? If you're taking time to merchandise beautifully, that's part of your brand experience. Having me walk into your shop and seeing these beautiful, you know, branded uniforms, and a uniform can be multiple things. A uniform can be as simple as a little apron, or it can be a t-shirt. It doesn't have to be like, if you're, you know, a t-shirt can be a branded uniform as well. It also works, I'm gonna be honest, it also works to sort of combat any issues you might ever have with, I don't want to say inappropriate dress, because I hope you have policies and procedures around dress, but it just combats that. I've actually heard employees tell me as well that they actually like wearing the uniform over. There's sort of less pressure to dress, I don't know, with something, you know, whatever. And their clothing won't get ruined when they're standing by the cash or lugging boxes or doing the thing they're doing. So it can be as casual as a t-shirt. It can be fancy, like a leather apron that's gorgeous if you have a workshop. It can be a t-shirt. It can be a cute pink frilly apron, something like that, that like Madeline has in her shop. Just think about the perception and the opportunity that you can have for your team to all feel united, for your customers to repeatedly see your brand in your shop. It's enforcing and enhancing your brand. And I say that, I feel like I have a million things I want to say around enforcing your brand, and we have shared those on podcasts before, because sometimes we walk into your shop and we don't know what your brand is. It's just all the products. And we talk about having a lot of signage in your brand, but also, again, reinforce it with these uniforms. So I just wanted to bring this up. It's been getting a lot of pushback with my clients. It's been a topic of conversation. One of the arguments, and I'm going to give you an answer for this one right now, one of the arguments is my employees won't wear it. They don't want to. My reply to that is, and you all know my heart, if you've been listening for a long time, I'm a very nice person, but my reply to that is, it's your business, and what is your vision for the business? And you set the tone of what happens in the business. And if uniforms and aprons or name tags and all of those things are part of it, that's part of the job. It's part of our policies and procedures. It's part of our team culture. It's part of what we do here. It's how we're professional. It's how we're representing our brand. Let's make it a fun and exciting thing, not a chore or not a you know, something to be begrudged about. So I hope this has maybe flipped a little bit of your mindset about uniforms. I really am pro uniform. I love going into a shop and seeing uniforms. I love knowing who I'm speaking to, again, with the name tags. And on the name tag, you just need the first name. Don't get crazy and send me an email or evil letter saying people shouldn't know my name. Yes, they should. I should know who I'm speaking to. I want to say thank you, Mary, for helping me, or I was speaking to Mary yesterday. That's just, I feel like a name tag is just a given. And I don't want to also hear the argument, or let's talk about the argument of cost. The cost is very insignificant when you look at the other things that you're doing in your shop. I mean, you're probably making it out to be something that it's not. So be open to name tags, uniforms, but do it for the reason, for your brand, for your people experience, your customer experience, part of that customer journey. We talk about all the touch points. We've done an entire podcast episode on customer journey. We also have an entire module inside the Retailer's Inner Circle. For those of you who are members, the customer journey and all those touch points that we really want to make sure that people get with our brand can be achieved by using a uniform. And there's just so many positive, amazing, professional looking reasons or professional reasons that we should consider uniforms. Anyway, I hope you found this helpful today. It's a short and quick episode for you. I am, again, as I said, pro-uniform. I would love to know, are you pro-uniform? Are you anti-uniform? How come? What is the reason around that? Let's have some discussion. If you're a member of the Inner Circle, we'll have a thread going on that. If you are not a member of the Inner Circle, jump into my DMs or answer on the post that we have on my Instagram at WendyBattenBiz. Let's have a conversation around this on the why or why not. Like, why don't you want to be professional? What is the reason around that? Or show me your uniforms. We always love to see that. You can share them on my Facebook or tag us on your Instagram posts. So thanks for being here today, my friends. I hope I haven't ruffled any feathers or made anybody guffaw, you know, like kind of get kind of crazy with me. I just think a professional image is really important for all of our businesses, no matter what you sell. It's just an important part of our branding, feeling, and how we make people feel, right? That's how we stand out, my friends. That physical touch, that physical awareness, that physical being in store is what people crave, and that's what we do really, really well. So you're awesome. Have a fantastic week. We will see you here back next week with another fabulous podcast. I hope you had some great takeaways today. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a comment. Leave a comment, and we would love to know. And a review is what I'm trying to say. So have a great week, you guys. We'll see you next week. Well, that's it for this week's episode of the Creative Shop Talk Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here to join us this week, and I hope you found value in what we're sharing here. I want to remind you that our website has all of the show notes. You can find it at wendybatten.com/podcast. Everything that you need to hear about today's podcast is there. Also an opportunity if you need to reach out to me. If I can support you in any way whatsoever, please feel free to reach out. So thanks for joining us. Please leave a review, subscribe if you can, and never miss an episode. We hope to see you back here again next week. Thanks, my friend. Have a great week.